Hello again. Yes, I'm back. It's Pastor Bob. And though we have finished our 24 Jesus story excursion, we have a Friday here to use. So we're going to try to use it well. We're going to share some thoughts about following Jesus and what you would do. Thoughts from Wendell Berry. Wendell Berry is a old Henry County, Kentucky farmer and poet, writer, a defender of the agricultural way of life, shall we say. And he's got a couple questions that I think are appropriate for us to end on today. So let's use these as your reflection postlude questions. And this will be our last segment for this Jesus story series. And stay tuned for news about what comes next. But this will be the end of this one. Wendell Berry. Here's what he says. I will begin by dealing with the embarrassing questions that the Gospels impose, I imagine, upon any serious reader. There are two of these. And the first is this. If you had been living in Jesus' time and had heard him teaching, would you have been one of his followers? Now, to be an honest taker of this test, I think you have to try to forget that you have read the Gospels and that Jesus has been a big name for 2,000 years. You have to imagine instead that you are walking past the local courthouse and you come upon a crowd listening to a man named Joe Green or Green Joe, depending on judgments whispered among the listeners on the fringe. You too stop to listen. And you soon realize that Joe Green is saying something utterly scandalous, utterly unexpectable from the premises of modern society. He is saying, don't resist evil. If someone slaps your right cheek, let him slap your left cheek too. Well, you know how happily that would be received, not only in the White House and the Capitol, but among most of your neighbors. And then suppose this Joe Green looks at you over the heads of the crowd, calls you by name, and says, I want to come to dinner at your house. I suppose that you, like me, hope very much that you would say, come ahead. But I suppose also that you, like me, had better not be too sure. You will remember that in Jesus' lifetime, even his most intimate friends could hardly be described as overconfident. The second question is this. It comes right after the verse in which Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Can you be sure that you would keep his commandments if it became excruciatingly painful to do so? And here I need to tell another story. This time, one that actually happened. In 1569, in Holland, a Mennonite named Dirk Willems, under threat of capital sentence as a heretic, was fleeing from arrest, pursued by a thief catcher. As they ran across a frozen body of water, the thief catcher broke through the ice. Without help, he would have drowned. What did Dirk Willems do then? Was the thief catcher an enemy merely to be hated? Or was he a neighbor to be loved as one loves oneself? Was he an enemy whom one must love in order to be a child of God? Was he one of the least of these, my brethren? What Dirk Willems did was turn back, put out his hands to his pursuer, and save his life. The thief catcher, who then, of course, wanted to let his rescuer go, was forced to arrest him. Dirk Willems was brought to trial, sentenced, and burned to death by a lingering fire. I, and I suppose you, would like to be a child of God, even at the cost of so much pain. But would we, in similar circumstances, turn back to offer the charity of Christ to an enemy? Again, I don't think we ought to be too sure. We should remember that quote-unquote Christian generals and heads of state have routinely thanked God for the deaths of their enemies, and that the persecutors of 1569 undoubtedly thanked God for the capture and death of the heretic Dirk Willems. Those are peculiar questions. I don't think we can escape them if we are honest. And if we are honest, I don't think we can answer them. We humans, as we well know, have repeatedly been surprised by what we will or won't do under pressure. A person may come to be, as many have been, heroically faithful in great adversity. But as long as that person is alive, we can only say that he or she did well, but remains under the requirement to do well. As long as we are alive, there is always a next time. And so the question remains. These are questions we must live with. Regarding them as unanswerable, and yet profoundly influential. And that is our postlude from Farmer Wendell Berry. Well, this brings to an end our Jesus Story series. We hope you've enjoyed it. It's now on the record for you to experience anytime you want. Of course, the whole series is on our website, as are many of our other daily devotionals. And soon, something new will come down the pike, and we'll let you know about it. But until then, stay on the path, stay in the light, keep the faith.